This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. And no, seriously, you know, people's time is precious. You only get so much time to yourself, right? And some of you hang out for the whole show, which I very much appreciate. And I know, again, I hope you get something out of it. I hope it isn't just entertainment. I hope you actually do get something out of it. Because there's so much going on. There's so much going on. I don't know how you guys keep up with it. I know I have a hard time keeping up with it. David Fisher is going to join me after the break. We're going to talk about the, really the economy. And where is it going to be? Recession? Is there no recession? I mean, I love joking with him that since I started the show, I've been hearing about the major league crisis where everything's going to fall apart and life will come to a screeching halt. Have we had issues? Yeah, we have. This was after the, it was right after the great financial debacle. So another breed. Now listen, I never say this stuff because I wish ill on anybody, but we've done so many stories about these bleeding-hearted left liberal lunatics that think they're going to go into enemy territory and love people to death. Right? And we see it all the time. So according to a story from the Voice of Europe, a Swedish woman who accompanied two Afghans to prove that xenophobes are wrong. Anybody know what happened to her? You know, we've done these stories where we've had women go give ISIS a hug and a kiss. Middle-aged Swedish woman was raped and abused by two Afghan asylum seekers in, of all places, their asylum accommodations. The woman, who was a member of a Facebook group against migrant deportation, tried to prove that xenophobes are wrong about the fact that Afghans are dangerous. The woman was raped and harassed on 26th of December of last year. She wanted to meet someone during the night. I mean, okay, you know what? I don't care if you're in an American neighborhood in the middle of the night. A single woman just doesn't go out and do that. It's not safe. It should be, but it's not. She wanted to meet someone during the night out when she was unsuccessful. She decided to go with two Afghan men, so she told the police. She met the two unaccompanied refugees from Afghanistan outside a pub and decided to accompany them to their asylum center. The woman, a member of the anti-deportation group, told police, "I've never been afraid or worried about people from other countries, and I thought it was quite interesting talking with them." When they arrived at the men's room in the asylum accommodations, she said things changed rapidly. They drank alcohol. Okay. And one of the men started touching her, even though she told him she didn't want him to. And she kept telling him, she kept repeating to leave her alone. Later, one of the men called Anwar raped her in most of the openings in her body, while the other one pleasured himself on her. I'm glad she got the full experience. I mean, think about this. You've been drinking, or you've been to a pub. Two guys meet you in front of a pub. You go back to their apartment, or, yeah, I guess you could call it an apartment, their accommodations. Right when the drinking started, I would have got up and left. After getting away, the woman called the police. Two Afghans were arrested and were convicted last week by a local court. Anwar is convicted of rape. His sentence is 1 year, 3 months in prison. He will also pay 134,000 euro, well, 13,000 euros in damages to the woman. The other guy was sentenced for sexual abuse, and he's going to pay 2,300 euros in damage to the victim. Neither one of them, the prosecutor never asked once for either one of them to be expelled because of their actions. Now, the woman naturally has been traumatized, and she can't sleep. See, I don't get, why do these examples not, why don't the courts, why don't the loons here on the left use these kind of examples? That doesn't mean you get rid of all of them or you don't trust any Afghan. I'm sure there are people like there are everywhere that leave these countries because they truly are afraid for their lives. I get it. But that doesn't give you a right to, I mean, doesn't give us, doesn't allow our administration, the people that are supposed to be protecting us, just to give them what they want. A German journalist came forward too on the European publication. She said, like many other, this is a journalist. She said, like many other women in Germany, I no longer feel safe. So the German journalist and model Annabelle Schunke, she studied political science and history and is one of Germany's most well-known, what is a criticaster? Yeah, sorry. She is, she's critical of the country's migration policy. Now, Germany is no longer the same country compared with before 2015. There's now only one topic, the migration crisis. Of course, this is also connected with the discussion about Islam and its excesses. Now, we've been experiencing these excesses for years in this country, and all through the Muslim migrants. This leads to a fatal consequence. We're no longer talking about topics appropriate for a civilized Western society. For example, she said, I'm watching the news and see a report on China and the latest technical digital innovations, but they want to compete, or because they want to compete with Silicon Valley. All our communications is about the violence and about Islam. Our news is nothing else. This is like backwards. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. When we come back, David Fisher on your finances. How do you keep in your pocket? We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get right to it. Let's get to know about your finances, what's going on with David Fisher. Remember him? I always love when this guy's on with me. I appreciate his time. I appreciate the way he lays things out first. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me as he does every week to give us a feel of what's going on with, in the market, what's going on with your money, what's going on with my money. And other things of financial. David, thanks for being with me.
Are you referring to your money that you give to the government and what they do with our money? Is that
that's right.
To?
Last week was tax week.
That's a whole other topic. That was a, talk about that a little
bit. Oh, my CPA said, okay, you need to pay. I went, what? I don't even have that much money in the bank. What are they getting that number?
The uncle needs it desperately. Sam is wants to spend it, too, more than you give him.
I know. He's just an insatiable appetite. almost like a drug addict looking for more to eat. It's amazing. Hey, yesterday the stock market, right, it just tumbled. I mean, took a nosedive, as we like to say, hundreds of points. And what causes, what is causing this roller coaster ride that's going on in the market?
Well, I don't think we're done. And I said, you know, on your program earlier in the year, this year is going to be different than last year. We're going to have a very volatile roller coaster type of ride. And certainly yesterday was very indicative of that. I was on friends of yours, in fact, their national radio program, several of them on Monday. And I said on Monday, this week is a very important week, and next week also, where we have major earnings coming out for a huge number. 80% of the corporations are going to report earnings this week and next week. And I said this is going to be a key for the stock market based upon as rates are being going higher because the Fed is raising rates, it makes it more difficult for companies to produce earnings because it costs more for business. So in this environment, this report is going to be very key. And I said, so watch, if the report is good, more than likely we'll see the stocks go up. If the report is good, but Wall Street wanted the market, people who investors think that they should have had better earnings, you could see the market tumble. If the report is not good, then you're going to see the market make several hundreds of points down. And I said, but this is really going to be based upon what the 10-year note, the 10-year yield, excuse me, is doing, which I said, once it moves above 3%, when that happens, you will see the market tumble hundreds of points, in my opinion. I said on Monday, you could see that happen on Tuesday or sometime during this week, if not this week, possibly next week. But I think it'll be much sooner than later. I think it could happen any day now. What happened yesterday? Not to toot my own horn, exactly that. The CFO from Caterpillar talked about earnings, and he said we had peak earnings, which meant the market interpreted, now they're trying to regurgitate, saying he really didn't say it this way, but what he, in my opinion, and many analysts' opinion, he's saying earnings have reached their highest peak. And because of that, the 10-year yield shot up right above 3%.
But for those of us who don't understand financial terms, when you say they've reached the highest peak this year for the value of the company, what does that actually mean?
It in reference to the value of the company, earnings are at the highest level, and they probably won't. They've hit the ceiling. In other words, we're not going to keep going higher. Last year, earnings just went up, and people got a little bit greedy. They were much higher than they were in 2016 when the earnings report came out. And so people were anticipating, well, if that happened in 2017, now we have tax cuts happening in 2018, earnings should be higher because companies will make more money. Well, that sounds all good in theory, but there comes a time when things are overly zealous and euphoric and the market is overheated and earnings are overly hot that you can't sustain, they're not sustainable. And you have to come back to reality where normal earnings are. And that's what, in essence, is starting to be said right now. And it started yesterday. And the market didn't like it. It got spooked. And that's where that's where the yield of the 10-year yield went above 3%. And the Dow dropped over 600 points. And on 424, it closed down 424 points. So, that was kind of a magical thing at the time, I thought. But, there's this tug of war that is happening between earnings and higher interest rates. And I said it was going to happen. This is going to be a problem eventually. Now we're moving forward. And the ironic thing is that the Fed, Jerome Powell, he's what you call data-driven. He's not market-driven. Janet Yellen and Ben Bernanke, Joe, were market-driven. If the market got spooked, they didn't say or raise any rates, and they were so overly cautious to get to what we call normalized rates.
Right.
Jerome Powell is not that way. He's, in fact, his last testimony before Congress, he said if the market corrects, I'm paraphrasing, then the market's correct. That's the job of a market. All markets go through that. It's not the job of the Fed to keep the market from not correcting. So he is data-driven, and data-driven is when the economy grows at greater than 2% and is starting to show some signs of overheating, being inflationary, that's when they need to raise rates to cool this thing down. So there's a 90% chance of a rate hike in June. We already had one earlier this year in January. There's a 62% rate hike in September and a 34% rate hike happening in December. As we get closer to December, that fourth rate hike that's kind of questionable might be more realistic, and we either won't have it or we will have it, but it's now kind of in question. But I think we're going to be on a multiple rate hike environment as the Fed pulls away the punch bowl, the drug, the cheap money that has driven this market in euphoric. And I'm not anti-market. I'm just saying it's not normal to have this environment. And that's why we had such an incredible market last year. And that's not normal to expect that every year.
Yeah. No, I have been watching this stuff for a couple of years. I don't know a whole bunch about it. I've been paying more attention since you've been on the show and talking about how the effect of the whole thing, you know, people don't realize that the chain that's connected to all these different things, whether you have stock in Caterpillar or not, you might have stocks in other things. And when that market takes a nosedive like that, it affects everyone. You know, we're going to go for a break, but I'm going to use that the R word. Are we going to move into a recession this year? I mean, I've been hearing about, you know, I've been hearing about a recession for a while. That's why I said to you once before, everybody seems to be on a different page as to how finances roll in this country. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. You know, I always appreciate the time that David spends with us. And I jokingly say I love the way he speaks in plain simple English when it comes to finance. Unlike me, who can't find the English words to save his butt. Anyway, we'll be back more with David at the other side of the break. Yeah, we're talking recession, but when? And what does it mean to you? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You listen to the Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Where is your money? I can't steal that one line. What is it? What's in your wallet? We're back, and I'm back with one of my favorite people on the show. David Fisher joins us, CEO of Landmark Capital. And every week he gives us an update on the finances, on the market, on what's going on in your, you know, I hate to steal a term from a commercial, but what's going on in your wallet, if you would, and what's going on in the tin cans with the cash buried in the backyard. David, thanks so much for being with me today.
I'm very thankful to be partnering with you and helping people understand what the environment is currently and where we're, I think we're headed.
Uh-oh. And there's, that was that R word that I used in the last segment. I mean, I haven't heard this now. I'm a 70s kid. I remember the gas lines. I remember, you know, milk was like, I think, $35 a gallon or something. It was just crazy stuff going on. But, you know, are we looking at a recession? And what does that mean to us today in 2018?
Well, when I've been on your program last year, I said we're going to be on bull market and stocks, a bull market and gold. We're going to have a great economy, a lot of ability to make money. That's what I was talking about, because that's what I saw was happening, and that's what did happen. I don't see that environment now. I see us moving towards the, you know, we talk about a four-letter word. This is a nine-digit word. And this is not something people want to hear. But the reality is we are moving there. It's not happening next week, next month. Might happen next year, but I think will happen for sure by 2020. Let's take myself out of this for a second. Let's go to a recent survey that came out by J.P. Morgan Private Bank's Spring Investment Barometer that was released last week. It polls 700 people, the ultra-richest, richest people from around the world, net worth of liquid holdings, just their liquid holdings, you know, money in the bank doing nothing, cash, $30 million or more. So that's a pretty ultra-rich type of person. Those people said, 75% of them in the survey said, we will have a recession in the next 2 years. So the big money who makes money by watching money says, it ain't going to be good next year or the year after. specifically, the poll said that 19% said it's going to happen in 2019, or 21% said that, excuse me, and over 50% said it's going to be in 2020. So around 75% first year is when it's going to happen. They're not the only ones. Equity investors that are very well known, famous ones, just the article came out today, and, you know, quickly mention some of these people. We've talked a little bit about some of them before. David Stockman, he was with President Reagan as the former budget director under the White House with Reagan. He's saying it's imminent. We will have a doozy of a one, is exactly what he says, and it says it's just around the bend. But I think he's very aggressive in his opinion. But he says that we're have an epic monetary and fiscal policy collision getting ready to happen. We're just not paying attention to our debt. And I agree with him what he's saying. Scott Minard, he's a global chief investment officer for Guggenheim Partners. He said that this is going to happen in 2019. The markets are potentially on a collision course for disaster, quote unquote. He says we're going to have a recession, definitely. Paul Tudor Jones, I quoted him before. He's the famous guy for founding the Tudor Group. He doesn't talk much in the news very historically, but he came out in 1987, predicted the Black Monday crash, and he was right in October when that happened. One of the only people that predicted that. He's saying this recession will happen as soon as next year. He says, quote, we're replaying an age-old storyline of financial bubbles that has been played many times before. You know, I have a white paper called Which Bubble Will Burst. So, I mean, I'm getting some of his data, and I put it in a white paper. But he said, you know, we have the strongest economy in 40 years, full unemployment. The moon is euphoric, but it is unsustainable and comes with such costs as these bubbles and stocks and credit will burst. He's referring to debt there because we're not taking care of our debt. We'll go into that in a second. Ray Dalio, a couple more. 2020, he says, we're in the pre-bubble stage right now, and that's what you're seeing, reflections in the market. He says there's a 70% chance we will have a recession before the next presidential election. Kind of interesting how he says
wow.
that.
Okay.
And he's saying this is going to be greater than the 60% order of a market loss. So this is going to be a bigger loss than what we had in 2008.
I think about what you're saying. This is going to be, you know, a recession. But this is not, I won't say this is normal. I don't want to say it that way. You and I have talked about this, the roller coaster ride in the market, what the Feds are doing. Does this all kind of follow financial guidelines? I mean, how would we have stopped a recession from happening? And it didn't happen over the last 16 months, right?
Well, here's the problem. They never really fixed things in 2008. They never really let it reset. They came in, the Fed came in and propped it up, unfortunately. So it was, you know, they thinking, you know, in the short term, which is how we think as Americans, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We don't think long term because look what our debt's doing right now. It's ballooning like crazy.
Yep.
We should be getting our debt down, you know. That's a whole other thing we'll talk about if we have time here, the debt structure. And I got some numbers that's going to make the hair on the back of your neck stand.
No.
but here's the problem. We never really let it reset.
Yep.
We put a Band-Aid on it. You know, if there's people out there that think that they really fixed 2008, call my company. I want to get a whole new set of perspective here. I've not yet come across anybody in all my talks that somebody actually can factually say, we reset this thing and fixed this thing in 2008. They didn't. They band-aided it, and they made it actually worse by printing a whole bunch of money called quantitative easing, and now we're paying for that. That's what this is all about. They're trying to pull away the money, the cheap money, the punch bowl, and get interest rates back to normal because they went to artificial rates. So the pendulum is swaying from one huge side of the direction to the other huge side, and they're just creating a whole other bubble after the bubble they created before. This is the fault of the Fed and the government, in my opinion, if you want to blame. And, you know, people that create this, that this environment was created for, that we sense that we're led to believe that this is normal when it's not normal. Artificially low interest rates where you can flip your house and, you know, make money in a month, and houses are going up 35-40% a year. That's not normal, but that's what was led to believe was normal. And now they're thinking this is normal that we should have had another stock market boom like we had last year with corporate earnings. It's not normal. And so when the abnormal comes out, we got to go and break this thing down and have a crash of some sort or a recession. But this time it's going to be bigger than 2008 because it's based around government and sovereign debt. That's the big problem that's coming up.
Well, no, it's funny how you say that because I agree with you. I mean, we look at the stuff, we throw Band-Aids on stuff, we have no long-term goals. You know, you're going to laugh at the simplicity of this, but I remember way back in the 60s, late 60s, and sitting on a station wagon with my Uncle Bill, very, very wise man even at the time, and we had just gone to McDonald's, and that was a treat. Once a week, we would go to McDonald's and sit in the back of the station wagon eating, and he'd say, you know, the problem with your generation is they want it now, and this is not going to work out well for you guys. I remember him saying that, and look at me. I remember that all those years, and I'm watching what's happening with credit cards and the market and other things are going. He was so right. My generation and our kids want it now. They want, you know, they want the 6-minute hamburger from Jack in the Box or wherever, right?
I see the same thing. You know, they said those things when I was in my teens, and I was pretty patient, I thought, and compared to most of my peers at the time, I'm very conservative. And I'm, you know, I grew up that way on a farm, and I'm significantly more conservative than what I'm seeing this generation. And, you know, I'm not putting it down, but, yeah, there is that element there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, it's woven into society in the American culture. And we think, you know, debt and credit is
normal.
A way of living. It's normal. But, you know, you got to pay the bill. And when you can't pay the bill because the economic environment has changed towards the worse, it makes it challenging to pay the bill. And that's where we're going. I mean, let's put this into perspective. The global debt is $257 trillion, the highest.
All right,
it's ever
how many
been.
Zeros is that?
How many what?
How many zeros is that?
A whole bunch. Around the world.
No. I mean, people don't realize. I mean, they're just numbers. You know what I'm saying? And they are just numbers. And so you have to cut the check for them. We'll be back a lot more on that and your finances and what this all means to you after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to it. You know how much I love this guy, seriously. We're back at it. I don't want to waste any time because he is wound up. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. And, you know, we've been talking about what's going on in the market and where people are at. And truly, you know, I was talking to David during the break, and I think I really poked him big, and I said, like, you know, David, the trillion doesn't mean anything anymore. You know, 10 years ago, if we had said the government, or there was $1.2 trillion in credit card debt, we would have gone, oh, my God, trillion? What is it? My God, I can't even imagine that kind of money. Now, because we've spoken about billions and trillions so much, it's just another number on a piece of paper. Why is this dangerous, David? Can the banks handle a recession at those kind of numbers? And where do precious metals fit in?
You know, the $1 trillion is a lot of money. Let's put it in perspective. When President Reagan was in office, the debt was $550 billion. And everyone going, oh, that's a heck of a lot of debt for the United States. But the GDP was 34%. In other words, the money of revenue coming in to pay that debt, we could manage $550 billion. Here we are now, $21 trillion, at 107% GDP. We can't manage the debt. We're going further into debt. This is why the IMF is issuing a warning about the United States not getting out of debt when we're in an economic boom cycle on low unemployment. We should be paying the debt down. The Congressional Budget Office fires out a big warning saying the United States cannot manage its debt. We're having huge budget deficits now, are reaching $1 trillion more a year. Now we're overspending $1 trillion. And put it into perspective, Joe, yes, I am wound up. There's $257 trillion of global debt. And of that debt, $50 trillion has been added the last 10 years. And of that $50 trillion, $21 wow. trillion was added just last year of the $50 trillion. So what does that say? On a chart, the debt is escalating at a huge, rapid pace, going straight up. And this is the dumbest thing we could be doing. We are literally hanging ourselves as a world when it comes to debt.
Wow.
So,
I can go on.
I mean, this is not even all the unfunded liabilities even factored into this, you know, which is all the United States has $104 trillion of just that alone.
Okay, here's the reality. If the bank doesn't have enough assets, if you would, or they're not capitalized enough to handle a recession, what does that mean to the bank? And secondly, what does that mean to, you know, Joe Depositor?
Well, first of all, the banks have come a long ways in getting more capitalized. Right now, I think they're fully capitalized, not for this type of thing that I think we're going to happen in 2020, a major reset. But if we went through 2008 again, we would see some banks go under, yes, and the FDIC would come and do all that thing. It's and bail them out until the new bank came along and make depositors whole.
Right.
But this time, unfortunately, the government's moving away the buffers, and they're trying to create they already passed legislation, Senate Bill 2155, which allows banks to not have to have large cash holdings on hand. It also allows them not to have an annual stress test to see how they are doing, you know, and they're having if they go through financial stress. And they also took away what you call the living wills, that when they go through a collapse, how they unwind from other banks so they don't pull the other banks under and the other financial institutions. Those three things are being taken away of the requirements if this bill gets signed by President Trump. And there's also another some legislation that is happening on eight major banks not having to have major cash holdings. So there's a move, unfortunately, within our Congress that says, let's go back to the old ways before 2008 and let's have very low amount of cash. Because here's the deal. They want banks to put that money to work so they can stimulate the economy. And I get that. But you got to still have cash on hand for that rainy day. You know the story of the seven cows that were skinny in the Bible that Joseph and interpreted the king's dream, you know, a famine is coming and the seven skinny cows gobbled up and ate the seven fat cows representing, you know, we're going to have a famine, but for the 7 years of great prosperity, put away money, put away grain for the 7 years of famine. We're not doing that as a country. We're not doing that as individuals. We're not doing that as a world.
But David,
and the banks, they're taking away those requirements.
You just hit on something that was, you know, again, my uncle talking about wanting it now. And those people have moved into Congress, those people have moved into positions of authority, and that's why we're going down this road. I mean, I don't know how you reset this. I don't know how you can actually reset when the mindset in Congress is the money is there, it's just 30 or 40 years out.
Well, there's no way that you and I, are, as individuals, can influence it. You know, we keep voting for this to be done, but yet nothing continues to happen. And we just keep going down this road that I've described. And, you know, the day reckoning is coming. So this is the time you become your own banker. This is the time you become your own financier. This is the time you get your house in order financially. I'm saying with a passion, there is a time. I'm not a doomsdayer. I've said when the times were good, I told you the times were going to be good. So I say it how I see it moving, and there's lots of other people who have nothing to do with gold are saying the same things that I'm saying. the world is not going to collapse and crash and the dollar is going away. That's not what's going to happen. But we're going to go through a major reset. We might even have a change of a type of currency where countries might go back to partially backing their currency by gold. I hope that happens. It wouldn't be good for my industry and myself, but it'd be really good for the countries because it would create you can only pay what you can afford to buy type of deal. So, and you can't just create money out of thin air. So I think there's this movement underlining. I think we're years away from it, but the markets and the environment might force this to come to the forefront. But if that doesn't happen, and I don't think it will, that's my wishful thinking a little bit there, you got to prepare on your own. That now is the time to be putting some money away and getting your credit card bills paid down. Make sure you're not in a variable loan. Make sure that you can handle your money. You have some, you put, 3 to 6 months of money away in cash, and make sure that you also have some precious metals there and some money outside the system. Because if this thing goes really bad, this time they can bail into your accounts. They couldn't do that last time in 2008, but there's laws that now have been passed. I have a white paper on it. I don't talk about this much anymore because it hasn't been on the front burner. It's been on the back burner, but I think it's going to start coming to the front burner here. I'm seeing some signs of it. Just get prepared. Put away some money during this good time and get your bills under control and your debt structure under control. Now is the time to be doing that, not taking on more debt and making the same mistakes we made in 2005, 6, and 7.
Yeah, it is for some people, you were brought up differently, but for some people in my generation, in my world, it was, well, you want that TV, get it now, pay it out. So this is not that weird to them. And I've talked to some people who really believe that the government's got more money than they know what to do with. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I don't want to eat up the rest of your time and all this other stuff. Real quick, here's my rapid fire to you. Bitcoin. You had once said, it's probably here to stay, but it's really nothing to think about. You still think it's going to be around for a long time? Because it just,
yep.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be here to stay. It's not going away. It just might not be traded that often.
Yeah. It doesn't
the
look like
the volume of it is down.
Way down. Yep.
So the, the market is down. The volume is down. And it might not be broad-based. It might just be used as another way of investing, which obviously I think is a poor investment right now. But it's very very volatile, and it's not mainstream. I don't think it will become mainstream. There's people that totally differ with I, and that's. But right. This is my opinion, and this is why it dropped in half.
All right, real quick, school loans. I mean, school loans for students are out of control. Is the government going to have to reset? Is it going to have to do something with those?
The government doesn't have to do something with those. This sounds like a Bernie Sanders come to the rescue. I'm not a Bernie Sanders supporter. Here this starts being political. I feel very bad for people that have to get a student loan. I believe in education. I believe in making bettering of yourself. And unfortunately, if there's no other way to do it but get a government loan to do it, I'm then for it. I think the government needs to make the interest payments ultra ridiculously low because the government doesn't cost the government to make money anyway anymore. They just issue it out of thin air through the Fed by calling up the Treasury and saying, make some more. So I think interest rates should be artificially low and set at artificially low rates for loans. But should there be a government program? I'm never for gov subsidization.
Easy for him to say. Anyway, we get more information about Landmark Capital. You want to head over to the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. I really appreciate you guys being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be here the rest of the week. Hopefully you will, too.